thing of beauty is the joy forever. I'm sure you've all heard these famous words of John Keats, but how many of you have actually experienced such beauty? When precious moments were captured in your mind forever, every now and then it flows like a fresh, fragrant breeze in your mind that lifts you off and transports you back into the midst of that eternal beauty. Let me give you a glimpse of one such encounter, one beautiful experience from my life when for the first time I could fathom those words by John Keats. It is from 2 decades ago, but is still as fresh in my mind as the morning dew. There was energy in the pre-dawn air as we hurriedly loaded our stuff in the car and set off on the road trip along one of the most beautiful highways I've ever seen. We started out near some rolling hills on the banks of a big, beautiful river. A river that was just settling down after a bubbling, frothy and frolicking ride through the mighty Himalayas, splashing against a cliff here, bouncing over the boulder there, bumping the smaller pebbles along, and picking up numerous small streams on the way. The highway was as breathtaking as it was scary. One side of this 200-mile serpentine road was the great mountainside, and the other, the sheer gorge of the river. We would stop now and then to absorb the gorgeous views of the meandering river, with millions of gallons of water rushing down as if eager to get to the plains at the earliest. The rushing water, in a way, prodding us also to keep moving. As darkness fell, we reached a small town up in the mountains. This would be the base camp for our 3-day, 20-mile hike. The next morning was beautiful, though chilly. The sun was just peeping out from behind the snow-covered peaks around us, its golden rays piercing the morning fog and bringing warmth, more to the heart at this early hour than to the body. The folks in the town were up and about. The tiny restaurants in the marketplace were already busy serving warm breakfast, and the aroma of hot, fresh food in the morning air opened up our appetites. The trek began very smoothly and comfortably from the tiny stream behind the town, but very soon we were in thick woods, and the trail became strenuous. There was a vast variety of vegetation all around us, from tiny shrubs to tall, beautiful pines. Wild flowers scattered around the hillsides, colorful butterflies fluttering around. We could hear a few bird calls now and then. Day 2, and once again we were promptly on the trail at daybreak. This time there was snow on the ground. The trail was steep, the oxygen in the air was low, but the surroundings were beautiful. The camp was surrounded by tall, snow-covered peaks. The woods here were not as thick as the day before, and the eye could see far and beyond at the gorgeous landscape. We came across this awesome glacier, a gigantic sheet of ice spread far into the mountains, as if an endless white carpet had been rolled out in front of us. Crossing it was a different game, however. One misstep and we could have undone, in a flash, the miles of traveling up the mountains. More beautiful sights every step of the way, and then we climbed up a curve on the trail to the grand finale. We came upon something that was beyond our wildest dreams. The most beautiful sight I've ever seen. It was a valley. A valley like a great big bowl filled from end to end with flowers. Millions and millions of flowers. It was a riot of colors. Seemed like an artist had splashed all his colors on one big canvas. A canvas with big white border from the snow-covered peaks, gradually picking up color as it flowed down towards the bowl of the valley, and bursting with splashes of pink, yellow, red, purple, peach, orange, and every other color imaginable. I realized that as each one of us stepped up to the edge of this valley, one by one, everyone fell silent. Dumbstruck by the beauty, or there was a sort of a fear lest our mere presence should disturb the almost transcendent beauty around us. I heard the soft hustle of the breeze, and the flowers swayed in unison, each flower like a colorful smile, beckoning me to step forward and just be with them. In that one moment of time, I realized the true meaning of beauty. The experience of that day revealed the true meaning of John Keats's words. After all, as he also once said, a proverb is no proverb to you until life has illustrated it.